Hello and welcome to episode 127 of Ready to Mosh. I'm Gem G, and with me, as always, the snake to my oil, Mr. Kev P.
Snake?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've called you worse.
Yeah, you probably have.
So today we've got a guest interview for you. We are having a chat with Dom from King Abyss. We've been fans of King Abyss since last year when they released their debut album, Snake Oil, in February. And we had them as one of our Ready to Mosh recommendations around that time.
We certainly did.
Finally got to see them live in December when they supported Evile, which we'll mention again later on. And then we also had a chat with Dom at an award ceremony shortly after the Evile show and asked him if he wanted to come on the podcast. And we finally got a date in. So here it is. Right, so we have another guest interview for you today. We've got Dom from King Abyss with us. How are you doing, Dom?
Hi, yeah, I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Yes, good, thank you. Firstly, thank you so much for coming on. We are big fans of the band, so it's great to get you on to have a chat today. So in terms of the band, you started back in 2016 as Apex. How has that morphed into what King Abyss is now?
Yeah, so when we started, We didn't really have much of like social media for the band or anything like that. So we started off and we called Apex. Then when we wanted to release some music, we kind of figured that there was actually quite a lot of people called Apex and we weren't the only one. So really, we should have thought that because it wasn't really like the most complex name. The name King Abyss, really, I don't know. I think we were throwing some names around, and then Sam, the guitarist, was like, "Oh, why don't we call it this?" And I was like, "Okay, cool." I was like, "I don't know where he got it from. I have no idea." It just kind of stuck. And then we got the artwork made for it at the time, which was our old logo, which had like a crown above the king and all that sort of stuff. And it wasn't as heavy logo, so obviously we changed that over time. Really, it's just the name. Just I don't know where it came from. It came out of nowhere, but it stuck. So and it was a lot more original than Apex.
And does the lineup now kind of feel complete again after the recent change?
Yeah, definitely. So obviously we started off as a five piece. Then obviously COVID happened, which was a pain for everyone, really. But our bassist left. So then, obviously, we had to search for a new bassist. Luckily, we played the show in Portsmouth like years before, and Dan, with one of his old bands, was playing. He used to play guitar for them, that show. And then, obviously, he was interested in our band from then. And then he just applied, and we were like, oh, well, we know him. And we know he's a good musician, so we'll give him a try. And then, obviously, that like, he joined and he fit the part. Then Jay left to go do his own thing. So we started playing as a four-piece for a bit, which was, it wasn't great because a lot of the songs, obviously, you've got lead and you've got rhythm and it's really hard to kind of, we couldn't play certain songs live. It's not really much for like having computers and stuff to do stuff for us. We'd rather have the actual sound. So there's certain songs we really struggled to play. So, but we were obviously actively searching. Harry sent us an email and he was like, this really in-depth email. And I was like, oh, this guy actually like seems like he's put time and effort into this, so we'll give him a try. And obviously at the time we were recording our album, so we really needed to get someone for the release, and we didn't want to release it until we had the full band, because the last thing we would have wanted was to release the album and not be able to play the songs. So obviously Harry joined, and like he fit in straight away. Like it was really good when he joined. Obviously, you always worry when you get a new member, but as soon as he started playing with us and practicing with us and stuff, and like as a baptism of fire, his first show was like in London with Imperium and Doc Tired. So he went on tour straight away. But like, yeah, I think he got like nerves out of the way straight away. I think he just like jumped in the deep end and it really worked for him. It was great, to be honest.
Yeah, if you can pull it off there, that's one hell of a show to start.
Yeah.
And who are your influences as a band?
As a band? So I think, we to be honest, we've got quite a lot of different influences, I think. But it all meshes together. So Sam like originally we were like playing like kind of more melodic thrash, so it started off more like Silosis being a massive influence, but then as we kind of progressed, things got a lot heavier. Obviously, sounds massively into Metallica and stuff like that, and Pantera. So, like, you've got a lot of influences from there. But as we like sort of progressed, things got heavier, and we like started to introduce like kind of crossover style into it. So we've got like a massive influence from Power Trip. Also, like, I think a huge influence in like some of our newer stuff is probably Gojira. Especially like Eyes Always Watching, obviously you've got like all like this like the scrapes and stuff like that, which is like proper Gojira sounds. But, but yeah, I'd say like at the moment it's kind of like a mashup between bands like Power Trip and then bands like Gojira as well, with some kind of death metal in there as well.
And what's the kind of creative process for you? Is it riffs first or lyrics first?
Yeah, so Sam will literally like come up with all these ideas. He's got like plans for the future, like all the time. So he will literally like write some music, and then he'll write everything. So for this song, and then obviously we'll change the bits that we need to change. Apart from the vocals, he'll write everything. So he'll do like a rough basic program of the drums of how he kind of wants it to go, and then George can add his own bits. That and obviously make it into an actual song, and same with like the rhythm guitar and bass, and then obviously everyone will chuck their bits in once they can. When's this going on, I can't just sit there and start writing stuff, kind of. I need to get a feel of the song first. I need to, because sometimes, like, you know, some songs they sound, I don't know, if it's a bit, I don't know, creepy or something, like you get a fish get a theme from that. So, because at the minute, obviously, we're writing some stuff, growing some stuff around. So it's like trying to get the feel from that at the moment is, yeah.
And who designs the artwork for the band?
We've had a lot of different people like over the years. So we've got a guy called Marlo who designs our album and one of our more recent hoodies. Our logo was done by Shindy Designs. We've just released some merch that was done by someone called Dire Suffering. We literally like go a lot of the time, we search through the internet and try and find people that like we like the artwork from, get them, like give them the ideas that we want. I'd rather like reach out and get lots of someone different, but like maybe someone not wouldn't really look at and kind of search for these people. And sometimes they reach out to us as well. And then when they reach out to us, then I think, oh yeah, that artwork looks great. So we kind of want to not have the same thing as everybody else. Obviously, like some people have some great artwork, and I sometimes think, oh, I would love to have them to do artwork. But at the same time, I'm like, well, maybe we should give someone else a chance. And at the moment, everything's come out. So
we last saw you support Evile. And how did you feel like the show went for you?
I was great. I really enjoyed it. Obviously, like to be on stage with someone like Evile is great anyway, regardless of how the show went. So that was all good for us. But I thought it was a good show. Like there was a lot of people there. The atmosphere was good. Like a lot of all the bands that were supporting were all my mates as well. So, you know, it's one of them where when you've got a great atmosphere, it doesn't really matter like how the show goes. But for us, we thought we played a good show, and the crowd seemed to enjoy it. Obviously things progressed throughout the night and things got a bit more lively, but that happens anyway. But yeah, it was a really good show. I really enjoyed it. It's one of my favorite shows from last year. So,
and I don't know if you just answered the next question, but what's your favorite show that you've played so far?
So, oh, we played a few. We played in Edinburgh last year on a Sunday, and I didn't know what to expect, because I've played in Edinburgh before and it was good. It was really good. There was like people were really into it. It was really good time. We played on a Sunday and we were like, oh, I don't know what to expect. But we were playing with Dogtide in Edinburgh, so we were on tour with Dogtide and Imperium, and we're like. And then as soon as the show started, the place was packed. Like the atmosphere was amazing. Also, like it just like topped off like a great tour. because like afterwards, after the show, we went out with everyone we were on tour with. Like, had some drinks, big karaoke, murdered some music. But yeah, it honestly was a great show. Like, it was so good. I think that's probably, even though it's probably not one of our biggest shows, I think it's probably my favourite show just because of the atmosphere, and it just topped off like a really good tour.
Okay, well, we are going to move on to the quickfire now.
Okay.
So these are all random questions. So just go with whatever comes into your head. So is there a bucket list venue you'd like to play in?
Yeah, I would really like to play, like, Roxy. Doesn't really matter what room. Never played there. I used to go there all the time when I was younger to watch shows. So I'd really love to play there. I think it'd be great.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I would definitely say sausages. It's easy. You can have sausages and anything. So I think Sam would agree with me on that one as well. Literally, he's saved in my phone as sausage. So
that's the best name for somebody in a phone I've heard for a while. What's your favourite song that you've written so far?
I would definitely say Snake Oil. We released it last year and like it's still new, it's definitely my favorite song. I love to play it as well. Like, I think it's like quite fast and gets everyone going, and especially if we're playing near the start of the set as well. I think it's something good. I enjoy playing it as well.
What are your favorite crisps?
Flaming Hot Wotsits, but the giant ones.
Oh yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Wotsits seems to be quite popular at the moment, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's been a few, we've had a few people say Wotsits, but nobody's been that specific as to go for the giant ones. If you could banish one song from the face of the earth, what would it be?
This is a difficult one. Because sometimes some music that I really hate, Hot Albert sing. Banish one song from the earth, I would say Rick Astley. what's the song name? Never Gonna Give You Up. Is that the song name?
Yeah, Never Gonna Give You Up. Yeah.
Yeah, literally, because at one point in my life, well, in everybody's life, it was the most irritating thing in the world. And do you know what? It still appears. It still appears. Like, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Hellfest is showing OnlyFans link the other April Fools. And it came up with a Rick Astley page. Literally, that's still haunting everybody.
What's your favourite smell?
Bacon being fried.
Oh, that's a great smell.
Mm.
So you don't eat meat anymore and you still like the smell of it.
Yeah, it is a good smell.
You can't not like the smell of bacon.
Would you rather go driving in a car with Suggs, riding a bike with Freddie Mercury, or travelling a rocket with Elton John?
Probably travelling a rocket with Elton John. Be fun. We're Alan John. It'd be fun. You're going into space as well. That's not going to happen that often.
Wise choice. Very wise choice.
Right, final quickfire then is, what would be your dream tour lineup? And you can include yourselves on that one.
Well, I'm going to include myself now. My dream tour lineup would be, so I say we'd open, then I would have Malevolence on next, because they're literally my favourite band. I love Malevolence. But then headlining, I'd have to have someone like really random, just because you just got to pick someone really random for these things. So I picked Cher as a headline, right? Because my first single when I was a kid was Believe by Cher. I am not ashamed to admit it. So I would literally have us opening, then Malevolence, then Cher.
Definitely the most random one we've had, isn't it? I think
it is. It also makes me feel old if that was the first one you kind of remember. Because when that came out, I remember listening to that in nightclubs. Right, so we're going to go back to the normal questions now. So the video for Weapons of Mass Delusion,
yeah,
really, really well shot. Did you enjoy making the video?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, we'd never done a video before. Jay, who did it, was like really helpful. He came up with the idea. He was like, oh, this will look really cool. So obviously, we went into the studio. We didn't really know what to think, but it was really helpful. Obviously, we did everything individually, so it was weird. it was like being in the studio recording again, but weirder because I'm not recording anything apart from myself. And he said, so first of all, just actually screen the song, and then you can mime it if you want. But then I just kept doing all the takes, just screaming, so I just got carried away. There was a lot of arm movement. There was a lot of takes. I didn't know what to do with my arms. He was like, do you want a mic? I was like, I don't know if I need one. So I didn't have one. I was just there doing a arm. There were so many takes because I didn't know what to do. And then our old bassist, Sam, he was wearing really dark, like everyone was wearing dark clothes. Pretty sure he had his hood up or something, or a hat on. I can't remember. So there's not that many takes of him in it because you couldn't see him. So he got the strip lights. It was just like a complete, for a lot of the shots, it's just like a shadow basically playing the bass. Yeah, it was really fun. I think when we release some new music, I think we're going to do a new video. And I think we're probably going to try and do something a bit more complex. Obviously, it was a good starter video, just having like playing in, well, in the dark with strip lights. But I think we'll probably do something a bit more complex in the future. Obviously, the thing with music videos is it's one of the things you've got to come up with ideas for music, and then you've got to come up with ideas for a music video as well. So, but yeah, I think we've got some ideas of what we want to do in the future when we record something. So.
And you reached the final of Metal to the Masses last year. Have you got any plans to reapply and go through the process again?
So we have actually been in the final, I think it's five times.
Five times? Hey.
never actually got to play Bloodstock. I think we're having the year up. I mean, we've applied anyway to play, whether anything comes of that. I think we're having the year off from Metal to the Masses just because... because we've done it and got to the final so many times, it's like, oh, we'll have a year off. And then, obviously, if nothing comes from applying, then we'll probably go to apply to play again for Metal to the Masses. Don't get me wrong, it's a really good process. I have nothing against the process at all because some great bands have got to play at Bloodstock. And obviously, we've just not like been fortunate enough to win. And some of the bands that we've lost to in the final are like incredible. Like the first time we did it, I think we got to the final the first time we did it, and Ash and Crown won that year. Obviously, great band. Went on to do great things, and obviously, so yeah. One of the years where we didn't have guitarists, we didn't play, but then I think three bands or two or three bands from the Stoke Out to the Masses played a Bloodstock. So, well, came from that because Headpress won, Half Acted played. I think someone else did, but I'm not sure. But then, obviously, Headpress couldn't play that year, but did they play yeah. last year instead?
Yeah, they'll play last year.
Yeah. So I have nothing against the process at all. Obviously, we're just having a year off from entering it this year. If we get to play there without playing it, then great. But obviously, if we don't, then we will go for it again.
Has it always been the same location in Stoke that you've gone through?
Yeah, so it's... when it's been, well, the first time they didn't have one in Stoke. So we went to Wolverhampton instead. That was the closest one. So we went to Wolverhampton instead, which was good because we were only just starting the band as well. So we never really expected to even get past the third round. And in there, you do in Stoke, you just do a heat and a final, where in there, you do a heat semi-final, final. So we didn't even expect to get past the heat. So when we got to the semi-finals, we didn't expect to get past that. We did. So it was a good experience nonetheless. Obviously, when you first start as a band, it's heartbreaking. You think, oh my God, I'll carry on. But I've loved playing Metal to the Masses, especially in the finals, because loads of people come. It's always packed. You know, you meet loads of good bands as well. And like some bands have only just started the game into the final, and then you're kind of giving them the same advice as like the bands that are in the final when you first started as well. So, you know, it's great.
So you guys were on the Moshing the Roof On album, and now you're playing the first festival show for it. How's the preparation go?
So I think we are basically gonna play the like our songs that are basically our biggest songs for it. I mean, we practice regularly anyway, just because even though we know what we're playing, we like to keep everything tight anyway. So we really don't want to. So we'll probably practice this weekend, which will like probably on Sunday, maybe. I hope so. Anyway, which will be our practice in preparation for that. We'll go through the whole set. We do it every time we play a show. Well, unless we can't. And but yeah, most shows we play, we literally practice either the weekend before or as close to as possible, so we can get everything tight. I'm really looking forward to it though, because there's like obviously there's loads of bands on there that we've made sort of playing, so that's gonna be great. But also there's some bands that I've never watched before, so I can't wait for that as well, because there's a lot of bands on there.
Yeah, it's a really really great lineup for this, and it's all for a good cause, so I think it's going to be exceptional.
Yeah, definitely. Like obviously when the albums went out, that was like really good. Obviously this is like really big as well, like it's a really big event, so this is like next level really.
And have you started work on a follow-up to Snake Oil yet?
I think I'm allowed to say. So the rest of the band, I'm going to say it anyway. The rest of the band are in the studio at the weekend. we will be releasing a new single this year. No plans for a follow-up album yet, but we will release a new single this year. I'll be going to the studio soon as well to finish that up. So that should be coming out this year. Don't know when yet. We're maybe going to plan on hyping it up a bit first before we release anything. But I'm not going to give anything away yet. No information. But yeah, we have got plans for some new music this year.
Can't wait for that. Have you got a kind of target date in mind yet for that?
So initially we were hoping summertime. Well, we might prolong it a bit, promote it a lot, might even do a video for it, depending on timescale. Obviously, if we can get everything done in the timescale that we want to, then hopefully it'll be, you know, maybe early or maybe late summer, depending. But once we've got everything for it, we're going to see what we do. If we can do a video for it, great. But we just want to like literally promote it so much that it gets to where like the audience we want it to get to. Because obviously, I mean, it's one of the things where we haven't got that many shows this year, because obviously we're working on new music and stuff like that. So we're taking time to do that. But we also want to stay relevant. So we're going to have to promote that a lot to like stay relevant, so that people will actually listen to it. Obviously, when you're playing shows a lot, people are like, oh yeah, we'll check out their new music. But obviously, if you're not playing those, then we're going to have to promote that a lot to get that out there.
So talking of shows for this year then, you're going back to Edinburgh again?
Yes, yeah. So we played Edinburgh earlier this year for the Winter Warmer, the Red Cross Winter Warmer, which was a really good day as well. That was really good. Really enjoyed that. As kind of a follow-up of us playing that, Duncan, who runs Red Cross, was like, right, you know, on the back of this, I want to bring you back, basically. So we'll bring you back for a headline slot. We'll get you some really good support so that you've got a really good show. Obviously, we've not been from the Edinburgh scene. Obviously, it's hard to go back there and expect to have loads of people. But people really enjoyed it. Like, we got really good reception from that show. So I'm hoping it should be a good one. Also, we played it Legends before, and it's a good venue. Like, can't fault it, really.
And you're also playing our hometown with Thrasher Wolf and Monotopia.
Yes, we are. So obviously when that was off, the show was offered to us, we were like, yeah, we'll play. I think we played I don't know what the venue was called. Was it the bowl or something?
There's the bridge. I'm trying to think of what other venues there could have been.
Mansfield.
Yeah.
And there's Town Mill, and we used to have the intake, were our two kind of main gig ones.
The only one with that kind of title is the Bowl in Hand. But that, I'm sure they never used to have gigs on.
I think so.
I'm not sure. It was a long time ago. It was when we first started anyway. But yeah, I really enjoyed it, to be fair. So I'm hoping it's been good. Also, am I right in saying that they've only just started doing shows at this place, or they're trying to...
They have, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that, see what it's like. Always like playing new places, so...
Yeah, it seems to be getting stronger and stronger. So I mean, for you guys, I know there's a lot of people coming from different places as well for this one.
Oh, great. I can't wait for it.
I suppose, kind of like, obviously you said about the trying to sort the new single out, that's kind of like focus for the year. But do you think you'll be playing any more festivals or headline shows this year as well?
Hopefully, obviously, we'll take on what we can, really. Obviously, if we've got the time to play, which we have got the time to play, and we're not saying, oh, no, we're not going to play shows. We do want to play more shows. So if anyone wants to book us, book us. obviously, we'll jump on what we can. Obviously, playing festivals is great. We'll, if anyone offers us any festival shows, we'll definitely jump on them. They're always great, no matter what. Because you get with the whole like festival setup, even if it's just a day festival or a small festival, you kind of get a lot more foot traffic through, because people are like, oh, there's loads of bands on. And people go way out of the way to go to festivals and stuff. So if anyone offers us anything, we'll definitely be jumping on those.
We've already got all tickets for the one in Mansfield, so you'll definitely see us there.
Great.
And you'll definitely see us, I think it's on Saturday, isn't it?
It will be, and this goes out, yeah.
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 Yeah. 13th of April,
yeah.
Yeah, 13th of April, yeah.
Final question. Colville Metal Invasion.
Yes.
You're going to be there?
Well,
is this
honestly...
Nobody knows.
I saw a post that it was still happening. We got told that it was still happening, but I've had no information about it yet. Obviously, I hope it's still happening because it's a good lineup. I hope it is. Last I heard, it's still happening. Well, I haven't heard any information like since then, so I need to do more digging. But everyone else who's playing, you know, I've asked, also doesn't know. Doesn't have like any information for me either. But last I heard, it is happening.
It's really strange because it's taking place in July, so it's not that far away.
No, exactly. As far as I'm aware, it's happening. Now you've reminded me of that, I'll have to do some digging and ask some questions. But we've got it in our diaries of happening, because at first we got told it wasn't happening anymore, but then I think someone else has taken it over. I haven't heard any information from that. But Neil, obviously, UK Thrashers, he contacted, like, because he's doing our booking, he told us that when he'd heard that it's still happening, that it is still happening. So hopefully it's happening. If I do get any more information, I'll give you a shout.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, someone else we spoke to, I can't think who it was, said similar. Was it Dan from Thrasher Wolf?
He may have said something similar.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll wait and see then.
It's a mystery.
Well, Dom, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
We are really looking forward to seeing you in Mansfield and on Saturday in Derby. So thank you very much, and we will see you soon.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, we hope you enjoyed that episode. Don't forget, tickets are still available for Metrofest for a bargain price of £12. It's on the 13th of April. The Hairy Dog in Derby. All of the proceeds are going to shelter, so it's all going to a good cause. You can see King Abyss there. It's being headlined by Imperium. Hellfected are there, Thrasher Wolf, loads more bands. And keep an eye out on King Abyss's socials as well, see what they're up to. And speaking of socials, have a look at ours. You can find our Patreon on there, where you could get early access to episodes like this one, bloopers, previews of what we've got coming each month, all for a price of just £3. And if you want to find our socials, it's Instagram, X, and Threads is Ready to Mosh Cast. We're also on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube at Ready to Mosh. Another way you can support the podcast is to give us a 5-star rating, maybe write a nice little review on whatever streaming platform you're listening to. And we'll be back soon with another episode.
Make it mosh on, Moog.